In this bulletin, EU leaders agree to a Brexit delay, evacuations continue as tropical cyclones threaten the Northern Territory and Western Australia, and rugby league great Paul Gallen announces his retirement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. European Union leaders have agreed to delay the Article 50 process, postponing Brexit beyond its original end of this month. The UK will be offered a delay until the 22nd of May if MPs approve the withdrawal deal negotiated with the EU next week. If they don't, the EU will back a shorter delay until April, allowing the UK time to get the deal through or to indicate a way forward. President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, says the EU will continue to prepare for all outcomes, including a no-deal Brexit.
The 27 leaders endorsed the legally binding clarification and assurances that Prime Minister May and I agreed in Strasbourg. This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live. We are hopeful that the agreement will be adopted by the House of Commons.
The Home Affairs Department has vowed to intensify scrutiny of far-right extremists in the wake of the Christchurch mosque massacres. Home Affairs boss Michael Pezzullo says the department is in shock over the deaths of 50 Muslims at mosques in New Zealand a week ago. Mr. Pezzullo has sent a message during Senate estimates to far-right extremists.
The department has rededicated itself to standing resolutely against the extremist ideology of white supremacy and its adherents, to whom I say, you are on our radar and you will not be able to incite the racial strife that you seek. The scrutiny and pressure that you are under will only intensify.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has defended the Prime Minister over reports he once encouraged colleagues to use concerns about Muslim migration for political gain. In reports dating back to 2011, it was alleged Mr. Morrison had encouraged his Liberal colleagues in an opposition cabinet meeting to make the most of community concerns about Muslim migration. Mr. Morrison denied the claims during an interview with the Ten Network and instead said he was acknowledging that there were fears in the community and was seeking to address the issue. Senator Cormann has told Sky News the PM did the right thing by fronting up to the difficult interview and answering the questions.
The Prime Minister fronts up and he explains himself, and I think that that was very important for him to do. The other point I would make is that the Prime Minister is somebody who is focused on bringing people together. He's focused on building a stronger, more cohesive country, not on turning people against each other.
The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and the Labor leader Michael Daly have begun their final pitch to voters ahead of polling for the state election tomorrow. Ms. Berejiklian is spending her last day campaigning in the marginal seats of East Hills and Penrith in Sydney's west. Mr. Daly will return to the Sydney Football Stadium to continue his attack on the state government's redevelopment plan. But it all could be too little too late, with more than 1 million residents having already made their decision in early voting. The largest evacuation before a cyclone in the Northern Territory's history is underway, with Cyclone Trevor due to make landfall as a Category 4 storm. More than 2,000 have already evacuated by air and road. A state of emergency has been declared in the Gulf of Carpentaria region, with authorities warning that conditions are deteriorating fast. It's the largest evacuation of any type in the Northern Territory since Cyclone Tracy in 1974. And Tropical Cyclone Veronica has rapidly intensified to a Category 4 system as it heads towards Western Australia's north. The Bureau of Meteorology says the Pilbara region may be severely impacted over the weekend. Senior forecaster Matt Bodehoven says Veronica is expected to reach Category 5 over the next 24 hours.
As it reaches the coast, it will be travelling quite slowly. It gives the potential for these very heavy rainfalls totals to be observed. We're expecting totals well in excess of a couple of 100 millimetres. So it will produce flooding, roadways will be cut, and people need to take care.
One of the biggest stars in the National Rugby League, Paul Gallen, has announced he'll retire at the end of this season. Gallen made his debut for the Cronulla Sharks in 2001, playing 327 games for the side and captaining the club to their one and only National Rugby League Premiership in 2016. The 37-year-old forward also represented Australia and his home state of New South Wales in the state of origin. Well, now today's weather: Perth, partly cloudy and 29. Much the same in Adelaide, 31. Melbourne, also partly cloudy, 29. Hobart, drizzle at times and 20. Canberra, a shower or two, a possible storm, 26. Wollongong, possible shower, 24. Sydney, also a possible shower, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 27. Brisbane, a possible shower, 31. Cairns, rain at times, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.